The cross has a
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And I wasn't prospering, you know, and I was receiving a lot of condemnation from that, you know, and I was having some problems economically and so on and so forth. And I own a farm and I own a couple houses and just, you know, the pandemic came along and all that stuff happened. And, you know, so money wasn't right. So, but the Lord has taught me about kingdom economy, and kingdom economy is critical. And people ask me all the time, you know, what religion am I? And I say, I'm relationship, if you want to put a label on it. And I have a relationship with Jesus. I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit dwells inside of me, guides me through all things. You know, so the reason I brought up, you know, the word of faith, because I truly believe a lot of the teachings, and I couldn't get it. I'm like, why is everybody else prospering and not, why not me? I'm giving, you know, I'm sowing seed. But I was sowing seed where I wanted to sow seed, not where the Lord wanted me to sow seed. Because, you know, me being a farmer, I have to sow into fertile ground. And being led by the Spirit of God, and he's testing me. I've emptied my banking account before and watch him replenish it within a week. And
really?
Yeah, you know, the past couple of years have been some of the best years of my life economically, because I've learned to walk with the Lord and surrendered my wallet to him and surrendered my economics to him. I'm going to share a quick testimony to you. He brought me back to Mark 11. And I used to preach on Mark 11 a lot. Pray, believe, and receive. Pray, believe, and receive. And the Lord says, you need to revisit that. And I revisited it. And in Mark 11.
What is Mark 11?
That's the part where he talks about, I believe it starts around 22.
What is Mark 11?
Mark 11 is where Jesus was teaching the disciples about the parable of the fig tree. Jesus came and he cursed the fig tree. And when they were coming back out and he came by, he says, teacher, look at that fig tree. It's dead. He says, and I say to you, he says, I say to you that whatever you say and you believe, you have whatever you say. Well, he says three times, say, okay? He says to speak. And he tells us to speak to the mountain. He gives us the authority to speak to the mountains. And I believe that with all my heart because he's given us authority. But it's if we give, you know, given us authority to speak to the mountain, and if it's in the will of the Father. But anyways, I spoke to the mountain of debt that was in front of me in 2021, and within 12 months, he eliminated $70,000 worth of debt in my life.
Wow.
Because that's I believe in the Word. I believe in the Word of God. I believe in God. I believe in His Word. I believe it because I always, when I teach and I preach, I believe we need to be three, and no need to do three things to be a good Christian, to be a follower and believer of Jesus. That's to know His Word. That's to believe His Word. And that's to activate His Word in our lives. That's that we need to have knowledge, faith, and wisdom. We can know the Word and we can believe the Word, but if we don't have know the application of His Word in our lives, it's never going to prosper us. And if we try to apply it, but we don't believe it, what good is it going to do? Because we have to have faith. It's impossible to please Him without faith. We have to have faith in Him and faith in His Word. And we need to speak to the mountains in front of me. Like I said, I spoke to the mountains, and I'm here to tell you I'm a living, breathing testimony that He eliminated that much money in my life. And the times that people are going through a recession, He's prospering me more than ever because He's taught me where to sow my seed, what to do with my money. I ask Him all the time. And I could tell you for days of testimonies. I'm frugal with His money because I know that it is His money to prosper the kingdom of God. And I do what He tells me to do with the money. And He gives me more and more and more. But He also gives me, He grants me the desires of my heart. I mean, I could tell you story after story after story. Well, within that same time period, He's given me a new tractor. He's given me a new lawnmower, the $20,000 lawnmower I got for $6,500. He's given me a tractor that I got for like 60 cents on the dollar, brand new. He gave me a new Harley Davidson the other day. I mean, just bam, 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 bam. He blesses me coming and going. Forget about the church. The church, we were in the church. We were ministering out there for a long time, and we were renting. When the person that we were renting from that blessed us, he went on to be with the Lord. His family sold the property. And when they sold the property, they gave me time. But a week and a half before I found out that they sold the property, the Lord put on my heart, because I was praying for another ministry because they had lost their church. I was praying for them to get their church. And I just like, okay, I can pay rent. I'm good to go. I'm going to be led by the Lord. But a week and a half before I found out they sold the property, the Lord put on my heart as I was preaching that we needed to be praying for our own property. And a week and a half later, they told me, oh, we sold the property, Pastor. I'll go, oh, well, praise the Lord. And Resurrection Sunday of last year was our first service at our own property and our own church. And we are now owners. We own it lock, stock, and barrel of a piece of property with two buildings on it, wonderful old church that was just sitting dormant. And when I say, I know I kind of went down a rabbit trail, but when we surrender it all to Him and we're led by Him, He can direct our paths. Lean on our own understanding, that all you always acknowledge Him, so He can direct your paths. And God is a good, good God, and I do what He tells me to do. I do what He tells me to do economically and everything else.
Now, what I what I think I've learned is this. Yes, He says, it's the only place in the Bible that says, test me now with your first fruits. You're cursed with a curse because you have not brought meat into my storehouse. Bring the meat, bring 10% of your increase into the storehouse. Test me now and see if I'll not pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. Now, what is more important than the money or what comes from it is knowing it's like relationship.
Yes.
That's what I get a kick out of. Like, I recently sold my home. I said, I've been there 23 years. I'm dyslexic. I lost my home due to alcoholism when I was 12 years of age. Everything fell apart. I used to dream about that home. So I finally get a home here in Florida. I'm holding on to dear life. I don't want to lose my home. I don't want to give up. But time's coming. I'm getting older. It was at the peak. And I said, I don't care if we sell it, but let it happen so I know that it's you.
Right.
It was not 11 o'clock. It was 11:59, 1 minute before midnight. I'll tell you sometime the miracle. And it was delayed selling it and delayed selling it. We put it on the market, had to take it off, termites, this or that, break in a pipe. 6 months later, and got 1/3 more than I would have gotten 6 months earlier. And my realtor called me and said, you know, Mr. Palmer, I believe we sold your property on the last day of the peak, because since then nothing over there has sold. And it's just, so I know he was in it.
Amen.
That's more important than the money. So I don't grieve over the house, because he was in it. And I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Right. And so whoever's listening to this broadcast, he wants to have that intimacy with you as well.
Amen.
It's not about, you know, you got the lawnmower and you can look at it, but God doesn't want you to, that's nice. And you're his son. He wants you to have that. But he wants to say, you see, I'm out here protecting. We're having relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it said he made man. Why did you make us? It says for fellowship.
100%. You know? And I prayed to him this morning. I says, Lord, use me today to exalt, exalt Jesus. Because if my life, this life that I'm living, if I can't lead people to the kingdom of heaven, what good is it? And getting back to the economy, he examines our hearts, because he says, I love a cheerful giver. A lot of people are giving, because I knew a guy one time, he was an old farmer, and he didn't pay his tithes, and next week his bull died. He says, that's because I didn't pay my tithes. Well, he had it totally wrong, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, he was just all messed up. But, you know, he loves a cheerful giver, because I remember one time sitting in church, and I was giving a tithe check, and I looked at the tithe check, and it was a pretty good amount. I'm going, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with this seed that I can sow into your kingdom, you know what I'm saying, to help further your kingdom, because, you know, I know that he is my source. You know, I believe Deuteronomy 20, he is my source for all things. I know that he is my source. Therefore, if he tells me to empty my banking account, I empty my banking account, because he's going to replenish and he's going to give me exactly what I need. He looks at our hearts, because this is where the mistake is. He's not going to bless you with $1 billion, because a lot of people say, oh, the Lord's my sugar daddy. He's not going to bless you with $1 billion if your heart is not right and you're not listening to him to do with what the money is, because money is a very dangerous thing. If you're a codependent and you got money, I'm here to tell you, you can be Lord of somebody's life, right? Instead of steering them to God.
When I interviewed Mike Tyson, that's what he said to me. He goes, I want to tell you, Rhett, you know, I was 19 years of age and I had $25 million. I could buy a girl, come home with me and I'll buy you a new car, whatever. And and by this time he was broken. He said, I just want to have a family. I just want to have a family. And after that, he has a family now. I will tell you this, you'll like this. After we had the conversation, did the interview by his poolside, I recorded it. I said, would you like to receive the Lord? And we turned off the equipment and he said the sinner's prayer.
Praise God.
Now, I don't know if it took. I did what I had to do, but I will tell you this. That was a number of years ago. I heard recently that they said, do you ever get offended? And Mike Tyson said this. He said, only when I think I'm somebody.
Amen.
That's wisdom from upstairs.
Amen. I tell you, I seen an interview of his not so long ago, because I've been in sports. I'm a sports fan. I've always liked sports, and I watched him fight and everything else, and I actually was a fighter at one time myself. Anyways.
What I told you about fighters?
Yeah, yeah. So I tell you what, the Lord has blessed me with discernment, and I can feel the Spirit of God when I see somebody. My wife was watching something not too long ago, and in the volume, it was muted. And she said, what do you think about this? And I turned around and looked at it, and I could feel the Spirit of God off of it. I said, I don't know what it is, but it feels anointed. She turned the volume up, and it was a wonderful service. It kind of looked goofy because we couldn't hear what was going on. So I seen Mike Tyson interviewed not too long ago. I felt the Spirit of the Lord coming off that brother, because he was actually talking some serious wisdom to some other, you know, ball players and other guys that are, you know, in that, you know, multimillionaires or whatever. And he was saying some true wisdom, some true biblical knowledge, you know, and was talking about the money. He goes, the money's nothing. He says, you don't understand people, you know, that, because that's what the world tells us. We need money, we need money, we need money, we need money. He who dies with the most toys wins. That is farthest from the truth. Well, that's the exact opposite of what the Lord tells us. We need to give it away, you know.
Yeah, but also the Lord says, he addeth riches without sorrows. Now, amen. I've been doing what I've been doing for 28 years. And I noticed threads on a lot of the billionaires or the very successful people I've met. They have a thread of something that it's taken a long time for me to get any of, if I have any of it. And that is humility and teachability. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And also, you know, I was slated to be signed by Liberty Records 30 years ago in Nashville. And at the last minute, the man who was backing me pulled out the $500,000 and it didn't happen. And, you know, years later, my counselor said to me, he said, I don't think you'd be dead if you became famous. I know you'd be dead. And I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, because you wouldn't have known who your real friends are. See, I'm a weak man and I try to be nice to everybody.
Right.
And just would have brought me. And then I would have known, nobody loves me for me. Anyway, I see now as an older man that I got no, and I got a great no, because God said no.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.